Love and Light from Flower Bluff, Texas, y'all. It is June the 10th. It's around 8:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. How are y'all doing? It's been a while since I've been here on the podcast, doing the podcast, but we've got a lot of projects going on right now. So the podcast, or maybe we're going down to maybe 3 or 4 a month. Now, before, when I started this podcast about 3 years ago, we're going into the fourth year, y'all. The fourth season, God is good. When we first started going in, y'all, I couldn't stop talking. Our podcasts were an hour, sometimes an hour and 45 minutes long. That I had to, you know, use some discipline and get my mind right and break this energy up in different projects. So I wasn't always focusing on the podcast. So now we have the podcast and blogs and the books and some other things that are going on. So thank goodness for some discipline, right? So today we're on the podcast and we're going to talk about how we don't really need to search for God anywhere, y'all. It took me a while. You know how sometimes we just search and search and search and listen. Can you hear all this stuff going on outside? I am actually in the country right now. Yes, it is Love and Light from Flower Bluff, Texas, because that's where my home is. But I'm on a mini vacay right now. And do you hear that in the background? You don't have to search for God, y'all. But yeah, listen, we'll talk about, do you hear that generator too? It got the generator as well. Y'all, we will talk about this in a minute. Now, while you're listening to God on the outside, out here, listening to all these sounds of God, listen to him on the inside. Listen to the voice that you're listening to right now. When you hear voice, that's God. That's your voice. Okay? I'll talk to y'all in a minute. Okay, y'all, that's nice, right? Now, even when I'm at home, we can still hear those birds and we can still hear the outside, but I'm literally outside in the country right now. It's so nice. And again, it just sparked my inspiration to say that we do not ever have to really search for God. We go and we say we search for what? Excuse me. Again, we're outside. I've got allergies going on. We search and we search and we search, y'all. We really don't have to. Do you hear that? Mm-hmm. This is what I want to say. God is what life is. The things we see, the things we hear, the things we feel, even the things that we don't like, it's God. God lets and allows everything. There is nothing that is above God. And we can get on our feelings the right way. If we can look at that the right way, the proper way. And it's the proper way to look at it that way. God is everything. We can't separate God from anything. The things that make us feel bad, we feel bad because we're not looking at it properly. There life happens, right? We make it hard for ourselves, y'all, by thinking that we have to seek him, right? Excuse that noise, y'all. I'm sitting in a chair. It's kind of not rickety, but it makes noise. It's a very sturdy chair, but it's just making some noise. We make things hard for ourselves, don't we? We make things hard for ourselves by thinking that we have to search for God, you know, going through dark times and, you know, oh, we have to be going through the worst. We have to be, you know, down at our lowest point. And then start searching. No, we don't have to ever search for God. We don't ever have to search far and wide until we come to the bright light and to the end of the tunnel. We don't have to do that. Do you see how we have talked ourselves into that? Having to search for God. When he's for God, in Jesus' name, that there's a Holy Spirit all out here on the outside. Okay, we usually say call him into the room, but we call him into wherever we are. And he'll fill up a hole outside. We don't have to search far and wide. We don't have to dig down deep. All we have to do is open our eyes. All we have to do is listen. See. Listen. We don't have to search. Oh, yeah. But if we do decide to do it that way, because, you know, we've been conditioned to be in the worst of conditions before we start looking for God, searching for God. When we don't have to, all we have to do is just start talking to Him. Start talking to God. And don't trip on the pronouns, y'all. It's for the sake of talking to each other. Okay? God is God. I'm not talking about a man, a he. I'm talking about God. But for the sake of conversation, for the sake of getting this together and being on one page, y'all, don't trip on a pronoun, okay? Please. Now, like I said, we don't have to look far and wide. We don't have to do all of that. We just have to sit and listen, right? All that light, at the bright light at the end of the tunnel, it's so fantastic. It makes for such a fantastic story. But if we sit down and just say God is fantastic, and we tell our story, ours, because we all have one. And it is about searching for God, how we did it, how we got there, if we ever got there. It is our story, because we are created to praise. We are born to praise. We are born to serve each other, and that gives God glory. Right? This is correct. We don't have to be perfect people. I'm not talking about being a perfect person, because I'm not, so I'm going to talk about that. That's the truth. We don't have to seek God. We don't have to search God. Do you know what we have to do? We just have to sit down and look and listen and see and observe and absorb and understand. And did I say listen? Because that's what this is all about, listening. God is the air that we breathe. You understand? He is our lungs. He's the blood that goes through our lungs. See, it's everything that has substance, movement, everything is God. We don't have to search for that. But what we do have to search within ourselves is strength. The strength that's already there, because Jesus did that. The strength that's already there, because when he did that, the Holy Ghost did that. It's in the book called the Bible. I'm not a preacher, but I suggest that everybody pick it up and read it, because there's a story in there where Jesus ascended up to heaven. And when he ascended, he sent something down that'll never leave. And that is the Holy Ghost. And I'm glad for that right now, because it's filling up this whole outside. So I can say that we never, ever, ever have to search for God. We have to search for our strength, to find our strength to believe this, right? To hold on to this, not notion, truth, fact. It's real life. And but life gets us a little weary, and we get a little weak behind it. So it gets a little hard. That's what I'm saying. The strength is what we need. The strength is what we're looking for. And we can find, that's what we can find as well. When we sit down and we look, we listen, we observe, we pay attention, and we believe. There's faith in that. There's faith in the noises that you hear out here. Those bugs that you hear that go by seasons. They have faith too. They do exactly what God tells them to do. Nature does exactly what God tells them to do. On the spot. There's never a question. So, because we don't act exactly like nature, we want to throw in the towel. We want to throw our hands up. We want to quit. We know we certainly do, because we're looking for strength. We're looking for strength and searching for it, when we really just have to understand that God is here. He's around. He's working. He is our strength. He is everything, good and bad, y'all. I don't want to use the word bad, because we're talking about God, but he lets and allows all things. There is nothing that is above God. He lets and allows all things. We have to understand that. We have to start to work on that. that strength that we're looking for. We're not looking for God. We're looking for strength. God is ever present. Do you hear that? That's what I'm talking about, y'all. So I'm getting started. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get started on this. Oh, so much. Y'all, let's seek strength. Seek strength. God is present. Let's seek the strength within us through the things that we're seeing and we're hearing, that we know are God. Let's seek that strength. Let's gain that strength. Let's hold on to that strength in Jesus' name. And hold on tight, because God is good. God is good. He is. Again, pronoun, don't trip. God is good. God is everywhere. God is everything. And that's why that's nothing to play with. Like, all of this that I'm talking about is nothing to play with. We can't toss it around in the air. We can't think about it. It's the truth. We just need to go with it. Excuse me again. We need to go with it. We need to ride with it, because, again, that is what faith is. Faith is holding on to things that we can't see, but we literally feel it. We hear it. We see it. No one can tell me that this God's not working right now. Sitting out here. Sun is shining. It's warm. You know, the dirt on the, I'm on a very nice cover, like a nice porch, but I'm looking out and God is real. And it's nothing to play with. So I just want to say right now, just a quick note. This is the reason why having people in our lives that are equally yoked is very, very important. Because when we start to understand what this is, that God is real and he's everywhere, and everything that we can look for, be, want to hear, want to see. And I say be because I say all the time, the only voice that we can hear is our own voice. But if God is telling us direction, we're going to hear it in our own voice. That's all I'm trying to say. And we have to be equally yoked with people that help us hold on to these things so we don't stray. Okay. From the fact, from the real fact that God is everywhere, God is everything. The chair that you're sitting in is because of God. The shoes that you have on your feet are because of God. The tears you cry, good or sad, is because of God. We need to understand. Either way, those tears are supposed to bring us to him. Either way, those tears are supposed to lead us to him. Either way, those tears, good or bad, are supposed to direct us to him, because God is the source of everything. And if we can stay anchored in that, we'll be okay. The searching won't be so hard. The searching won't be so heartbreaking. Because sometimes we're looking for something that is never. Okay? It wasn't God's will. It wasn't God's plan. We keep looking for that and breaking our own hearts. Someone told me that. I never heard that phrase before. It's maybe about 3 or 4 years ago. This person told me, you're breaking your own heart. And I understand that. We break our own heart, not when we're necessarily searching for something earthly. We break our own hearts when we don't remember, believe, hold on to the fact that God is everything. God is everything. We can keep that in our minds. If we can keep on our minds, in the front of our minds, that God lets and allows everything. And asking why is not part of the plan. We know why. Because God is everything. God is good. God lets and allows. Everything that we see is God. Everything that we hear is God. Everything that we know is God. We need to represent that in such a way that we walk in such a way and talk in such a way. And we are a way that proves that. We don't have to search, y'all. Listen, we don't have to search. for God at all. Our strength, we have to search for that. And when we find it, we need to hold on to it. Because it is exactly what keeps us anchored and helps us get through our days, y'all. So life is not going to be easy. It is not easy. For some people, it seems easy. But believe me, it's probably not that easy. For some people, it seems hard. Oh yeah, it's hard. That's not a joke. It's not a joke. So, getting back to the beginning of this podcast episode, and then I'm going to go ahead and shut it down until like another couple of weeks. But I said that we were created to praise God. We are created to do that. We're also created to serve each other, giving God glory. So the bottom line, I'm going to end this podcast with this. We need to be good to each other, y'all. We need to serve each other. That means it doesn't mean leaving a food on each other's doorstep. Although that's a good thing to do, y'all. Hey, that's very good to do. And that's probably something that I would do on a regular basis. But it doesn't mean that. It means praying for each other. It means being happy for each other. It means sending each other good energy, love and light. That counts. It counts. And it's real. And it works. Because God wants us to be happy for everyone. The blessings that we do not see in our own lives. Again, God is real. God is real. God is real. If we look out and we see the blessings that he's doing for someone else, and we're just as thankful and just as grateful, we're doing exactly what we're supposed to be doing for each other. And that's it. So I'm going to leave this alone, y'all, because I can go into another podcast episode with this and we'll be talking another hour again. I'll save it for the next time. Y'all, love and light again from me and mine to you and yours. I'll talk to y'all later.